She will be appearing February 10th at the Petaluma Museum. It is historian, storyteller, really, Sharon McGriff Payne from Vallejo. Sharon, good morning to you.
Good morning to you.
I'm very happy to have you here. And yes, you were named Woman of the Year in Solano County last year. Congratulations.
I appreciate that.
And so have you spent your whole life telling stories?
No, I haven't. In fact, I started looking into African-American history here in our region about maybe 15 years ago. And back then, it was really just me being kind of nosy and wanting to know our early history here. My family had been here since the 1940s. My family is part of that great migration of African-Americans who moved west in the 1940s, well, between the period of 1910 and 1970. The peak of the Great Migration was during the 1940s. That's when my parents moved here. But I really started to get interested maybe about 15 years ago when I realized I really did not know the African-American presence here. I didn't know much about our past here. I had been a news reporter for a number of years and was basically retired. And long story short, I started to look into some of the stories and some of the histories of African-Americans here in this region.
Yeah, we're glad you did. In fact, the book is called John Grider's Century, African-Americans in Solano, Napa, and Sonoma Counties. And let's start with Sonoma County, if we can, Sharon. What did you find? And then this covers the years of 1845 to 1925. What did you find about African-Americans here in Sonoma County?
Well, for one thing, Sonoma County and Solano County, we share some history, especially with some of the earliest African Americans, and I'm talking about post-Mexican era.
Mm-hmm.
And the person who we share history with is a man named John Grider, the subject of my book, at least a large part of my book. He was part of the Bear Flag Party of mid-1840s. He was at the Bear Flag revolt, I usually say Bear Flag incident, mm-hmm. at Sonoma in 1846. He was one of about seven African Americans there present with the Bear Flag Party. So he would move to Vallejo. He worked for Mariano Guadalupe Vallejo after the revolt. For maybe a couple of years. He went to the gold fields around 1848, 1849, but by 1950, he bought his freedom. He was a number of our early African-American residents were enslaved when they came here to California. John Grider was one of those. He bought his freedom and moved to Vallejo in 1850 and stayed in our city from 1850 to the early 1900s.
And what was his life like back then? Sharon.
Oh, my goodness. He was what they called a horse doctor. He was apparently extremely well-versed in animals, and he was a horse trainer. So, again, I'm sure his life was like a number of other early African Americans. It was a life of work. Most were laborers, but one of the things that I knew about Sonoma, too, you had some of your earliest African Americans lived in Petaluma. They lived in Santa Rosa from 1850, not from the early 1850s, and their lives were, some were business owners,
mm-hmm.
a number of them were laborers, a number of them came here enslaved, as I mentioned before, but a number also came free from back east. Again, people came here, whites, blacks, they came here during the late 1840s for basically some of the same reasons. That was because of gold.
Yeah.
And so they settled in our area, in our region. And some of your earliest, like I said, in Sonoma County, they had a variety of backgrounds. So that's what I found out.
And what did you find, Sharon? What was most surprising to you as you were doing the research for this book?
I had so many surprises, but I think my greatest surprise was that Napa, which is also part of our region, mm-hmm. had a large and thriving African-American community during the between 1860, 1880s. That was perhaps my greatest surprise because I discovered that the African-American presence in Napa and in parts of even Sonoma was, in fact, larger than here in Vallejo. Again, I'm based in Vallejo,
right.
And I was expecting to find out that, you know, a large group of African-Americans were in Vallejo, and that wasn't necessarily true. We always had a thriving community, but in fact, the larger communities were up a little north.
And I'm curious, Sharon, as you were doing research on this book, was there enough information available to you on this subject in this area, or did you really have to dig for it?
It's funny. I did have to dig for it, but also some of it was right there on the surface, because one of the things that I found out, you know, the government has always been the government. It has always kept records. And once I found a person's name, I could find out when they were born. If they were born here, their records are available. I could find out if they died here, those records are available. The government has always kept records. So once I found names, and fortunately, we had two African American newspapers that were published in San Francisco that covered our region.
Really?
Sonoma, yes. And that proved to be the greatest help to me. Fortunately, those newspapers are now digitized. So once I started looking, because when I first started, I didn't expect to find much information. And in fact, that stopped me from even starting at one point because I didn't think I was going to find anything. But the minute I started looking, I started finding, and that's what kept me motivated.
And how long did it take you to write the book?
3 years, and I was enjoying the research so much that finally someone, our museum director here, Jim Kern, finally told me at one point, he said, I think it's probably time for you to start writing now.
Yeah.
Because the one thing about research, historical research, you can actually get really into it so deeply that becomes the pleasure. So it took me about 3 years, but it also took me maybe about another in all, maybe about 4 years to do research and writing. So, and it probably would have only taken me half if I really had stopped just at one point and started writing.
And let me ask you this, Sharon. Here we are in 2019. How good of a job do we do as a country celebrating Black history?
Not well. We're doing better. What I would love to see is more of our history incorporated as American history, and that our stories be told as part of our history throughout the year. And I would love to see our cities, our counties, our museums, our historical societies start taking this a little more seriously. They, at this point, have not. But things are improving. There are a lot more people out here like me who are studying and researching local history. So things are getting better.
Yeah, and letting us know about that
really
history, too. And, of course, you know, all of that kind of education has got to start in the schools, right?
Yes. And right now, that's not being done. And, in fact, not just African-American history. I don't think our schools, and I'm kind of going to step out on this, but we really... Our schools aren't really even teaching local history very well. We are, especially in our region, we are so important to state history and national history, and I'm not sure if our schools and some of the educators really quite understand that.
Well, that's why
that should be incorporated.
That's why we count on people like you, Sharon.
And appreciate that.
We're looking forward to a visit from you at the Petaluma Museum this Sunday, February 10th. Sharon McGriff Payne of Vallejo will be here to talk about her book, John Grider's Century, African Americans in Solano, Napa, and Sonoma Counties from 1845 to 1925. Looking forward to it, Sharon.
Thank you. I appreciate this opportunity.
All right. Thanks very much for being with us. A lot of people going to that event on Sunday. And an important part of our history, not just for the month of February every year, but as Sharon said, year-round and nationwide, starting with the schools, et cetera. So that'll be coming up on Sunday in Petaluma.